Künstler leben, or waltzes about the bohemian life, the artist's life, Johann Strauss Jr. on Kansas Public Radio, in fact played by the Vienna Johann Strauss Orchestra. Starting off our midweek morning of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio, good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, next a sparkling Chopin piano piece, plus some Vivaldi, Dvorak, and Scarlatti before the hour's up. Support for all this on classical music on KPR comes from Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now through December 14th. Info at explorenoto.org. And from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. This is KPR. In the confident hands of Shura Cherkassky, in his old age, playing the Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise in E-flat, that's Frédéric Chopin, this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Next is a bright Vivaldi trumpet concerto and Dvorak's Carnival Overture. It's an exciting piece. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And the holiday season will be swinging with KPR's Big Band Christmas, Saturday night, December 14th, at Liberty Hall with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra to provide some big band hits and Christmas favorites. Tickets are on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office in downtown Lawrence, or you can go through Ticketmaster.com. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. A brilliantly bright trumpet concerto in A-flat by Vivaldi. It was Herbert von Karajan over the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Maurice André, the trumpeter. Here's another bright piece, the Carnival Overture by Antonin Dvorak on Kansas Public Radio, written in 1891. This is part of his Nature, Life, and Love trilogy of overtures. This is the second part, Life. The Carnival Overture, Antonin Dvorak's music, with André Previn and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. We'll listen to a Grammy Award-winning performance of Brahms next hour, the Third Piano Quartet. Some Ray Fun Williams orchestral music on themes of English folk music. And we'll start off next hour with the graceful swan gliding across the water from the Carnival of the Animals. Thanks for listening to KPR. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. With an event Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m., we'll tell you more about that in a bit, but you can check out doleinstitute.org. This is a recorder and violin concerto now with Alessandro Scarlatti's music here on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Alessandro Scarlatti's teaming up of recorder and violin working very well on Kansas Public Radio in that concerto. Next, for the patron saint of music, a hymn for Saint Cecilia on Kansas Public Radio. A hymn to Saint Cecilia. The words written by Ursula Vaughan Williams and the music by Herbert Howells. That was the Trinity Choir with Stephen Layton. How'd you like to hear that live? Performed in Bales Organ Recital Hall on the KU campus. It'll be election eve, the night before the big election. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for News Next comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. This is KPR.
Live to flight. Jane Arath, NPR News, Beirut.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 200 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. And now from the Carnival of the Animals, gliding across the water, here's the swan. Misha Maisky, cellist with the Orchestra of Paris for The Swan from the Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next hour, listen for a guitar and flute version of History of the Tango Café 1930 by Astor Piazzolla. Also some Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov we haven't heard in a while. That's some great music. It's called Sinfonia on Russian Themes. And that famous Warsaw Concerto coming up, well, we'll be listening to it in about an hour here on KPR, where the support for the classical music comes from wonderful places like the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Mad About Mozart to open their 38th season tonight. It's downtown at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in Kansas City. The Kansas City Chamber Orchestra with three great pieces by Mozart. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org. And from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians and their original compositions, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's a Grammy Award-winning performance and recording of Johannes Brahms, Opus 60, the Piano Quartet, No. 3. It's an all-star cast, Emmanuel Ax, Isaac Stern, Jamie Laredo, and Yo-Yo Ma, for some Brahms now on KPR. From a 1990s Grammy Award-winning performance and recording, that was Johannes Brahms. On CBS Sony, that was Brahms' Piano Quartet, No. 3 in C minor with Emmanuel Ax, Isaac Stern, Jamie Laredo, and Yo-Yo Ma. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. With 14 minutes left before 11, let's listen next to some English folk music that Ray Fun Williams turned into an orchestral sketch. Five variants of Dives and Lazarus, the tune on KPR. Five variations on an old English folk song. Here it's called Dives and Lazarus, but It's been known by many names. Ray Fun Williams Orchestral Music with Barry Wordsworth and the new Queens Hall Orchestra. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. This is KPR, KansasPublicRadio.org.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Carrie Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next one from NPR. Here on KPR, this is Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for classical music comes from Bon Bon. Bon Bon is a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District, now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. And support for news on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. The Topeka Zoo is open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. The Warsaw Concerto, coming up right after the news on KPR.
Live from NPR at 42,447. It's up more than 0.75%. The NASDAQ is up 84. The S&P is up 33 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their client's best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU. An emblem of World War II, Richard Adensel's Warsaw Concerto. Christina Ortiz was the pianist with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad to be listening to music with you this morning through Kansas Public Radio. Was it Pergolesi? Was it von Wassenaer? People aren't really sure who wrote this concerto, number one in G major, but it's pretty good. Let's hear it as done by the Academy, led by Sir Neville Mariner on KPR. Concerto Armonico, number one in G by Wassenaer, maybe Pergolesi, with Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Jeff Watson has classical music as usual from noon to 3 here on KPR. You know, you can become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement they heard through NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. With the great breath control of flutist Emmanuel Pahud, Manuel Borrico was the guitarist in their version of History of the Tango, Café 1930. Some great music by Astor Piazzolla this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Well, next is a neat piece. It's by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. It's called Sinfonietta on Russian Themes. And it's a reworking of a string quartet, which he had finished in 1879, so a few years later, he turned it into this. Sinfonietta on Russian Themes from the 1880s by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov with the St. Petersburg State Symphony. Next on KPR, the Kansas City Chorale. The Kansas City Chorale. You can hear their concert Eternal Light at the Nelson Atkins Museum in the Roselle Court. KCChorale.org.
Hi, KPR friends. Lawrence Public Library. It's free. I would so love to meet all of you. See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
Looking forward to that. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU. It's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yeller Brick Road, the final tour. Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. It's 12:01. More music with Jeff Watson right after the news and right here on KPR. Long.